My job is to not try to dig too far into the weeds on this, but as corporate lawyers, business lawyers, to help you spot issues that are raised by this odd Texas margin tax. It's really, if you go open the book, it's still the Texas franchise tax, but since 2008, it's gotten the nickname of Texas margin tax. It's a little bit of a maverick. It's not a traditional state income tax like 40-some-odd states have. It's a little bit of a hybrid between an income tax and a gross receipts tax. And probably the most complicated part about it from a tax practitioner's standpoint is that we don't file it on a single entity basis. For IRS purposes, if you have an entity, unless you're filing a consolidated report, you're going to file on an entity-by-entity basis. Big states started figuring out around the turn of the century and thereafter that smart tax directors in big companies within the rules were able to sort of pick and choose about where money was going to be generated and where expenses were going to be generated vis-a-vis the different states, and that some states were tax havens and some were the least favorite places to earn a bunch of money. And it was very hard to stop that. And the result of that is that some states have started to enact combined reporting standards. So you don't file as a standalone entity in California or New York or now Texas, or you may have an option to. In Texas, there's no option. If you meet the standards of being in a combined reporting group,